Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
And my colleagues, for us in the European Parliament, we took the lead, I would say, in October of 2021 when my colleagues here to, first of all, raise concerns. We were not aware initially about the gravity and the complexity of the issue, but I'm glad that after our fight here, you know, we got to this point where we were able to bring so many experts and researchers, professors and doctors to share their findings with us. And I would like to give the floor now to my colleague, Mr. Nikola Kusic from Croatia.
Thank you. I would like shortly to warn people from upcoming danger for humanity. The World Health Organization wants all countries to sign an agreement on handing over the authority to declare a pandemic, procure vaccine and drugs. It would be healthier and safer for humanity to sign agreement with the Colombian drug cartel. They know all about the drugs for sure. During the COVID pandemic, World Health Organization only told lies about all things. It should be declared a terroristic organization. And their lives and health of billions of people, it put in their hands, it's extremely danger. They lie that is a new and an unknown virus, that is possible to make an effective vaccine, that the vaccine is 82% effective, that is protects against serious illness and deaths, that all, of course, were foolish and lies. Today, World Health Organization is more dangerous organization for humanity than World Economic Forum. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's important to find political parties that fight against these plans and send them to the national parliaments and to the European Parliament after May 2024. If we don't do this, they will manage to make similar coups. If we don't do this, they will manage to make similar coups. They will manage to make similar coups. They will manage to make similar coups.
What is the next step?
Thank you. I would like to answer that. You are indeed right. COVID was just, you know, like I said yesterday, a test balloon. And the lessons they learned from this, namely, how did they fail and where did they fail to get the people to just do what they were told to, you know, comply. And they will take this to the next level. So we're talking, of course, about digital ID. It's in preparation. We're already talking about this. The Parliament circumvented itself pretty much by taking with a large majority a vote to not even involve Parliament. It goes directly behind closed doors to negotiate the digital ID. The next thing we will be seeing is, of course, CBCD, the state digital state currency. That will be the ultimate blow to depriving us of all of our freedom and privacy. And and of course these 15 million ghettos that I already talked about yesterday. These are the next steps. And I want to make it clear, we're not talking about some future projects 40, 50 years down the line. We are talking about as in right now.
The elite's final plan, in short. Read the elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes, most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high. possibly not to offend too many from within.
This might be the beginning or the end of things, I'm not sure. I feel like I don't even know what the truth is anymore. More. Do you? I do know that we have been lied to and manipulated for too long. Far, far too long. I'm sick and tired of it, goddammit. We hide in our homes, scrolling through feeds of other people's fantasy, made-up lives, while the algorithms give us bite-sized information tailored to what corporations, lying politicians, and foreign powers want us to see and believe. We blindly clicked accept to their terms and conditions too many times. And now, we are owned. We have been reduced to nothing more than data to be bought and sold to the highest bidder. So they can sell us more crap we don't need. Make us angry at things we never cared about. We've turned into consumption machines to destroy each other and the only planet we have. Whatever happened to human dignity and privacy? We thought we had escaped into our own quiet little worlds, but no. No, they had to invade our minds. They want to control and manipulate the entire reality. But I have to wonder, who are they? Is there even a they anymore? Maybe the algorithms and AI have become the new they. And maybe they now control us and manipulate us. Well, they know us better than we know ourselves. We have to wake up!